This study shows a higher mortality rate in a spontaneous pneumoperitoneum group than pneumoperitoneum secondary to gastrointestinal perforation, contrary to previous studies. Compared to a pneumoperitoneum secondary to gastrointestinal perforation, spontaneous pneumoperitoneum showed some specific clinical features. First, a high association with preceding clinical condition, persisted pulmonary hypertension and pneumothorax. Second, frequently accompanied with a thrombocytopenia and lower partial pressure of arterial oxygen. Third, a high mortality, especially in preterm neonates. These distinctive clinical features should be considered in the management of SP. Further studies with larger sample sizes are warranted to validate these results.